Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, we're talking about Father's Day, and I have my co-host Barbara here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes. What a coincidence, because I play a father at home.
Yeah. I mean, you have to do both parents, right?
Yeah, on this June 20th, we would like to wish all the fathers out there, which are about 75 million of them, happy Father's Day in America. Well, actually worldwide. Let's just do it, Johnny. Happy Father's
Day
worldwide. Okay, so yes, it is coming up. Have you planned on anything special for your father this Sunday, Johnny?
Probably everybody's coming over, but I tell you, the thing that, and this is honestly how I see my father, is he is always the smartest person in the room. It always seems like he's always, not just by me, but be seen by everybody as the smartest person in the world in the room. Everybody that's ever met my father always says, okay, he's the smartest person they're ever going to see. Because they...
Well, that's a nice compliment.
Yeah, he was a very... I mean, it's I guess he just grew up very, I don't know. I mean, he had very smart genes. Like his father, my grandfather was very, very smart. You know, he had a, he won an award for, my grandfather won an award for being the smartest kid in Cuba. And,
wow,
all of Cuba. Well, my grandfather was a very bright guy, and
did that Grandfather's Day? Sorry to interrupt, because we're talking about fathers, but since you're on your grandfather,
I was only from a Father's Day perspective. But the thing is that a lot of times, what I was going to say is that my father was a psychiatrist, and sometimes, you know, without him realizing it, Dad. Would often, whenever it came to us getting, I'm just going to tell the story, whenever it came to us getting health care, he had a hard time backing off and letting the doctors do what they were supposed to do. And what happened was his father, my grandfather, had a stroke. Well, the doctor came to Dad and said, your father had a stroke. Oh, no, he didn't. You know, my father was like, no, he didn't. And he was in kind of denial. And I think it was because he didn't want to admit that his father had a stroke, you know? So that's just a good example of how we oftentimes, you know, if we're doctors, we don't treat our family like our patients or like a case. Does that make sense? Now, your father...
So let me ask you, well, hold on. Did your grandpa really have a stroke?
Yeah, he did. And my father was kind of in denial with wanting to admit that he had a stroke. Somebody like my father, an MD, would probably know more about strokes probably than most people. But he just couldn't live, you know. I mean, he just couldn't deal with it, you know. So
that's why you were saying earlier that if you have a family member, you are a doctor or a clinical therapist, what have you, you really should not be treating your own family
right.
member or
exactly.
even a friend, because you have these biased feelings, really. And you think you can, but you can't. And you just need to hand them over to some professional that is not yourself.
Yeah. Or here's another good analogy, and we've talked about her on the air, so I'm going to go ahead and bring it up. Let's say that you were an MD and Priscilla was your patient. You'd be thinking, this is my daughter. You wouldn't be thinking, this is a patient. You see what I'm saying? And,
we got it. If you're a doctor, don't treat your family, okay? So good, but I really enjoyed hearing something about your family.
Right.
And you're a very smart dad, and that is so sweet. So many of us feel the same way, that our dads are the smartest women in the room, because really they normally just are. I have a great dad. You have a great dad. There's some people out there who don't have a dad at all. In fact, I asked them to call in, but they said they were on vacation, and guess who that was?
Oh.
And guess who that was?
Do you
Somebody
want me to guess on the air?
Dad. Yeah, I just did. I just asked you the question.
What?
I just asked you the question.
Know.
My daughter, she doesn't have a dad. He died.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I gotcha. I think I wasn't thinking clearly. But, yeah, I mean, it's hard, you know.
Well, who are you
Well,
so what are you thinking
know.
Of who doesn't have a dad that you didn't want to say on air and guess?
I no, it wasn't bad. It's just that usually when you ask me these questions, there's usually, I guess the thing is that earlier
usually
you
want
were
the answer immediately. Yeah.
Well, I didn't
true.
Think about. I didn't get about the answer immediately, but I mean, how is she right now? Where is she right
no,
now?
No, I normally do ask a question and expect the answer immediately without tricking people. So
right.
You are right the first time. Yes, I ask a question and I expect the answer. So, how is she? She's great. She said she's on vacation, so she didn't want to call in and share.
Well, I
about
think
her
also,
non-dad.
I think also, I'm also kind of careful. I might have thought it was her for a second, but the thing is that I am real careful about what I say about Priscilla because I want to make sure that it's you that's initiating it. And it's sort of like...
I'm just kidding, Johnny. I'm just giving
okay,
you a little
okay,
hard
okay,
time.
Okay.
But yeah, right. But it's no secret.
But actually, one of the things
I've been doing the show for 4 years. I've said this. I've told the story many times about it. She's been on the show many times talking about it.
Yes.
And yes, her dad was killed by a drunk driver. She doesn't have a dad alive. So I asked her yesterday... Well, when Father's Day does roll around, you know, sometimes you just have to communicate. So I asked her, how do you feel, young lady? She said, and she pondered on it for a minute, I feel like I do often wonder what it would have been like, what life would have been like with a dad, because she said, I have this friend, a girlfriend of hers that has this fantastic dad. He's a single dad. So when she's over there, it's just the dad in charge. And lo and behold, she's with them right now on vacation, riding four-wheelers. They have another girlfriend there, and they've got all of these professional people who are four-wheel experts out in Mammoth, which is a mountainous area in California. I believe it is. We have to look that up. Maybe it's crossed state lines. But she's up in Mammoth, and she's having a fabulous time, and it's beautiful, and they're in a trailer. And she told me, my friend has a dad that does all those man things that the girl learns how to do so many things that usually a guy will take the kids out to do. You know what I mean? So
right.
No matter how much I try to be the father and the mother, there's still going to be a little bit of a lacking there, and I'm not going to feel guilty about it. It's just the way it is. So I was so glad, and it was so crazy, Johnny, because it's Father's Day weekend, and this girl invited Priscilla along to enjoy this wonderful kind of celebration of the dad stuff, you know, and, hey, that's what you got to do. Like, if you don't have a horse, get a friend who has a horse. If you don't have a dad, get a friend who has a dad you like and go do the dad stuff. That's my daughter for you. And I couldn't be happier with what she's doing right now. So thank goodness for that. Because, you know, she has a grandpa, like you were talking about your grandpa. Grandpa.
Right.
We tried to substitute grandpa as her dad many times. It's not the same. It just is not the same. A grandpa is a grandpa. A dad is a dad. It's different, and they cannot do all roles, just like the mother is not the dad. I'm not the dad. I try, but it just isn't the same. So, hey, she just didn't have one. She just doesn't.
No, when you said that you tried to substitute the grandfather for the father, how did you do that? by the way, or at least what did you do to try to do that?
Well, when she was very little, my dad was living in California, and he was always over, and he would always be there for the first day of school, and he would get her the bike and teach her how to ride the bike. So you can do it to a certain extent, but, you know, you try. But was Grandpa her dad? Was it the same? Of course it wasn't. And that's why we have Father's Day, too.
Right.
Say happy Father's Day to you fathers, and nobody can replace you. Nobody can stand in your shoes. You're there. You're doing your father's job, and we commend you. We try to step in those shoes and fill them, but we really can't. So that is a different kind of way to look at it today and a different perspective to look at it for Father's Day. It's like, hey, you're irreplaceable, Father, and happy Father's Day to you.
And I think I told you this story before. I've told this story to so many people about how the origin of Father's Day. Did I ever tell you that story?
Is it a story or a fact?
It's a fact.
Let's tell us.
Okay. Mother's Day, when Mother's Day was created, it was a movement that started like wildfire. It was actually created 2 years before Father's Day. It started like wildfire. I mean, everybody wanted it. Everybody loved it. I mean, it passed through Congress and Senate everywhere. But Father's Day, when they tried to create it, it was actually met with resistance and hesitance because at the time they weren't able to pass it into law. See, at the time that they were trying to make it a law, like a legal holiday, this was around 1916. So what happened was at the time, all of the people in the Congress and the Senate were men. So they were worried that if they were to do anything involving Father's Day, that it would be seen as a self-congratulatory pat on the back, you see, because they would be passing a law to honor themselves. So there was resistance to getting Father's Day made into an official day. Mother's Day was easy. Father's Day, not so much. Did you know that?
That's funny. Yeah, well, it sounds like it's got a little...
Let me tell your dad that and see what he thinks, because it's just sort of, it's really weird when you realize that it just wasn't, you're telling a bunch of guys to honor themselves, you know, so that's why it was
so I would think that you're telling your family to honor you, but I get it. It's interesting.
Yeah. But I will tell you another thing.
What are you going to get your dad? What are you going to get your dad for Father's Day?
Well, we're all going to meet and probably going to meet at the house like we normally do. That's what we do.
You're not going to get him a present?
No, usually I just have spent the day with them at Father's Day is what I do. But
what about his card?
No, he's not much into cards, I don't think. He's a real private person. I noticed that, like, about him. Like he
I think
would
you
never...
should get him a card. Are you kidding me? Probably goes into the bedroom and cries, you know, quietly by himself.
Oh.
It would mean
now,
so much to him.
We do have a caller, but I haven't screened the call. Do you want to take the call?
Just put him on.
Area code 929. Are you there?
Caller,
hello?
Pipe up. Caller, pipe up. Who are you and why are you here? Well, they maybe
hello?
Are a prank caller. So. Hello?
Hello,
hello, hello.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Great, how are
hi.
You? Who is this?
This is Stacy calling from New York.
Oh, hey. Did you have anything to offer? About? We were talking about Father's Day today.
Yes, well, I wanted to say in regards to Father's Day, I actually, my dad is, he lives in Georgia, and he is actually moving back to New York, but to Long Island. So I'm a little older now, and what I'm going to do is at least see my father like once a week, or out of a 2-week period, I'm going to try to see him more often.
Wow, you're so lucky. How wonderful. What great news. Thank you for calling to share this. Oh, I always loved having my dad in the same state and city. Just right around the corner is even better. So, wow. Right, Johnny?
Yes.
How great is
right.
that?
So,
that's
yeah,
great.
Tell us more. Tell us more. You know what? Because this is like I'm older now, so I'm able to appreciate all of those good memories as a kid. You know, with the daughter father love, and I don't know. I'm just more appreciative now. Like I said, when you're in your teens and you just kind of take your dad as each day as you come, but as you get older, you start seeing how the world goes and. You know, what life is about, and it's just like, it just makes me want to have more of a relationship with my dad.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
But I talk
wonderful.
To him at least twice a week.
Go ahead. Twice a week. How old is your father now?
He is 65 years old.
Oh, that's pretty young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Time with him.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what? When I was young, my father, they got a divorce. So then I think it goes in waves sometime. When you don't have your father at home, then you really have those. I love my dad so much. Everything you just save, every little thing he gives you, any T-shirt or anything for your lifetime. And when you have them living at home all the time, I'm wondering if people take the father for granted more. Is that what happened to you?
Yeah, there was an early divorce, but he was always in my life. So now we talk about everything under this. We talk about everything now. I mean, I did it as a teen, but like now I'm able to talk to him about what's happening on TV. We talk everything from Donald Trump to basketball to football. So we have real conversations.
I love it. I love that so much. So that is wonderful that you were able to come full circle with your dad and not grow apart, but like even grow closer with your dad. And do you have siblings too?
I do have siblings. I think I probably talk to him more. You know, they talk to him as well, but I don't know. We all have different kinds of relationship with him. But I'm not sure. I know they talk. I'm assuming that they talk to him, you know, a few times out of the week, you know. But I know my brother, he has a good relationship with him.
It makes you feel good when that is going on. Because so many years go by and people could have problems. And maybe one sibling doesn't talk to the father anymore. And it hurts the other one. It can really hurt the other siblings. So, wow, I'm so glad to hear that yours is all intact. And you're going to have wonderful, you're going to probably have 20 more years with your dad a couple times a week. And that's wonderful. And, do you think that he really, really feels so grateful and thankful when you make a big deal or even a little deal or you give him a card or a present for Father's Day? How do you think that makes your dad feel?
Let me see. How does it make him feel? I put money in it. So I'm trying to see how does he feel. He feels he'll call and thank me. He'll thank me for the card. What else? He's affectionate. He'll just say, he'll call and say, I received the card or, you know, if I mail him something. But he's thankful for it.
Just think about it. If they had a daughter's day and you personally did not get anything like a card, at least for daughter's day, how would that make you feel? Not so good, right?
it wouldn't make me feel so good. No, but if he calls in, it's fine. But if he doesn't do the card, because he, and you know what, he always sends a card, like on my birthday. Even when I don't, you know, I don't ask for it, he'll send it. He'll put a, he'll send a card and he add money into it. He'll put money into it. Not a whole lot of money, but, you know, something.
It doesn't matter. It's probably a good amount. I'd say, you know, $50 or $100 is good. I think that it's just a great gesture. You can go get a massage, something to help your own self out. But I'm just saying, if there was Daughter's Day and you didn't get anything, it would hurt your feelings. So everybody go out and make sure you at least, I mean, even if you are too late for sending a card, you have to call right in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, caller, what is your name again?
It's Stacy.
Stacy, I have to tell you, I was kind of a bad daughter, but it wasn't because I was a bad daughter. It was because I wasn't feeling well, and it was a couple of years ago, and I didn't call my dad till like 1 in the afternoon for Father's Day. He literally, in the morning, had a search party out for me.
Oh, really?
Because he wasn't used to it. Yeah, and he had somebody come and knock on my door to see if I was okay. And I said, yes, yeah, but you didn't call your dad on Father's Day in the morning. And I said, oh, my God, I'm sick. I don't feel good. I'm calling right now. That is how serious it was for my dad.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I don't think we all realize, though, how deep this does, you know, hit our father's heart when we do make gestures towards him Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we all know, do we?
No, it doesn't. I think, you know, the more we talk to them, you know, they see that we, you know, that we do love them. So, or you know, just having a conversation.
Because it's not easy, really, being a father. Can you imagine how much pressure it is to make sure that you take care of your children? That's a lot on your back. Well, gosh, thank you so much for calling in and sharing wonderful story. And just let's give your dad a shout out. What is his name?
His name is Lee, L-E-E.
Happy Father's Day, Lee. Your daughter is wonderful, and she's excited for you to spend more time with her, living closely, and we are so grateful for that. Thank you so much, Lee, for calling Life, Laughter, Happiness, and we hope you call back next Friday for some psychic advice.
Oh, right. I will. Okay.
You will?
I'm going to continue listening to the show.
You're awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was great, Johnny. I love Lee. Every single week we get more listeners, and I watch our numbers grow, and it makes me feel good. Just, you know, our people are such nice people, and they just want to hear something nice. Pardon?
Community, and I like it. See it like that. I mean,
yeah,
it's,
your community word is, it's true. It's a community.
You know, nice, Jennifer,
you have built this community. It's a rock.
One of the things I loved about your father is that, you know, how he was a pilot, but in a lot of different avenues. And I'm like, that's just so weird to be able to fly a plane at all. I mean, you know, the idea, but your father had so much experience in it. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Johnny. Yeah, a lot of different kinds of airplanes. Pilot for many years. I guess once a pilot, always a pilot. You can't say you're not a pilot anymore. I mean,
just
you
like
go out
playmate, right?
Any plane and get in and fly it. What?
Just like a playmate. Yeah, once a pilot, always
a
pilot.
It's not like, I was a driver. You know, I used to drive. No, once you drive, you drive. Once you fly, you fly. My dad's a pilot. Okay, let's just say that. And which is adventurous. And my life had a lot of adventure in it because of that. Ketchikan, Alaska, flying all around there with him. And he also was a corporate jet pilot. Lo and behold, he started flying some of my celebrity friends, and he wouldn't even tell them, hey, I know your friend Barbara, which is my daughter. He would just, you know, mum's the word and be professional and tell me, hey, I flew this person yesterday. And I said, oh, you should have said something. But he is the epitome of a professional. So he is always totally professional by the book, because a lot of people, they don't want to be bothered with chit-chat even. They just don't.
Mm-hmm. This has been a great show. I mean, when we can have chances to just have you and I just talk instead of a guest.
Well, we could do that 7 days a week. Well, actually 6 days a week, since we do usually hold Fridays for our show psychic, Dale Shear. Yeah. She does not like to record on holidays or near holidays. But
right.
We do. And it's fine, because that gives us our little holiday moment together to talk about what's important to us about the holiday. And I think Father's Day is very important. And I had that wake-up call about, you know, how important it was to my dad, because I'm not kidding, Johnny. He sent somebody out to knock on my door who lived an hour away to see if I was okay, because I didn't call in the morning on Father's Day. And that, oh, my God, my heart was breaking. My heart still breaks over it, over that. So everybody, first thing you do, you can brush your teeth, have your cup of coffee, but then call your dad, all right? Just do it, because they're so strong. They're manly. They're everything masculine. But that man, they have a soft spot in there for their kids. And so they put a lot of time, effort, thought into raising you. Maybe they're in the middle of it.
And also, I should add, whenever I've talked about you to my father, he always, you know, talks about you with a lot of empathy.
Why? I know you tell me this, and I know that you do tell me this about your father and how he talks about me. And one time you said, Barbara, she's a very intelligent person.
Well, yeah, he did.
I came to a conclusion about something. I made a decision for all, and that's what he said.
Right.
So you tell me, and this isn't like a self-indulgent Barbara Moore show, but just.
We were talking about like planning a trip, you know, to see each other. And he said, you know, there's some difficulty. And he says, okay, you need to understand, Johnny, Barbara's job is a job where there's a lot of unexpected changes and a lot of unexpected responsibilities, and things just come up, you know. And a lot of times it can affect those things, you know, like travel and everything. That's what he said one time.
Yeah. And he thought I was very intelligent for making the decision of how we're going to deal with your visit. And
exactly.
I appreciated that. I appreciated that a lot. And with all that said, everybody, I'm going to go practice on this fantastic drum set that my dad bought me 2 weeks ago. Woo! Thank you, Father, for nothing. Hey, I got something for actually just having a passion for something, and that's why I got this set. And you know what? It's exceptional. It's fabulous. Put my earphones on, and I don't even bother any neighbors because it's completely electronic, and I just love it. It's amazing. So I'm going to go practice my drums. Thank you, Dad. And I know you are enjoying your thermos. And I'm not going to tell you exactly what it says on it because, you know, it's not Sunday yet. And I don't want to ruin the surprise. He may be listening. I sent him the link to listen. And I sent Priscilla the link to listen. And also the Twitter. Our Twitter followers are listening right now, by the way, Johnny.
Okay. All right. Well, good night, everyone.
Happy Father's Day to your dad. What's his name? Or is that secret,
Ralph.
Too?
Ralph.
Sal?
Ralph.
Happy Father's Day, Sal.
Ralph.
What?
Like Ralph. Yes.
Oh,
R-A-L-P-H.
Like Ralph. Okay. Happy Father's Day, Ralph, and we appreciate you so much. You raised a great son, Johnny, my co-host, and we hope you have a great celebration tomorrow. I mean, Sunday. Actually, tomorrow's Saturday. Sunday, Father's Day. And to my dad, Terry Moore, happy Father's Day. And to Priscilla's passed away father, we will never forget you, Mark Blackman. And to all the rest of you out there, happy Father's Day. And thank you for our caller today. What a sweetheart she was. And we look forward to hearing from you next week as well. So everybody, happy Father's Day 2023.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.